You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. We're going to take a step back in time now. Joining me on the phone is Sandra Clark, who is director of the Michigan Historical Center. Good evening, Sandra. How are you?
Just fine, Cheryl.
Well, great. We really are taking a step back in time on the grounds of the Michigan Historical Center tomorrow, Saturday. And tell us what's happening. There's a new Civil War exhibit that's opening up.
We have a new Civil War exhibit. It's called Plowshares into Swords, and it's about the beginning of the Civil War and Michigan's entry into the war. But tomorrow, we are also having outdoors reenactors, Civil War reenactors, who, as we speak, are actually pitching their tents and setting up their cook stove. Some of them will be spending the night here. And at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, revelry will sound, and they'll get up and be there for visitors all day long until 4 o'clock.
Now, we need to give folks in the Lansing area fair warning. There will be cannon fire.
There will be some cannon fire and some gunfire.
It's wise to let folks know in the area that
yes,
not to be, don't call 911, check first.
That's right. And we have put posted bills on everybody's doorstep saying this is going on. So, and of course, we will not be using live ammunition in this, but it will be loud.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. you do have fun with your job. That is for sure. And this live reenactment and the folks, this is a great thing. I mean, what a thing to see. I have seen some of this over time, and it's quite extraordinary.
It really is. These people are passionate about history and about research, so they really spend a lot of time getting everything right. And so talking to them, you learn something every time you talk to them. And they'll be doing some drills. There'll be people here doing music. We will have, in the afternoon, I believe, a civilian fashion show. That means women in Civil War era dress.
Uh-huh.
We'll have in the museum, we're going to have some knitters and quilters and a Civil War tea.
Well, I mean, and what you, when you talk about how much they do research, the reenactors, they take on the role. There is not a now and a then. It's then.
It's
stepped
then.
Back.
That's right. It is then. And they probably have never heard of somebody called Obama or something like that, some of them. So
there you go. Well, that brings up another part. There will be somebody portraying President Lincoln and
yes,
Michigan's wartime governor, Austin Blair,
right,
and Michigan battlefield nurse Annie Etheridge.
Right, and these are all reenactors, and they will be in costume and in character. And it's just a wonderful time to really think about this time in Michigan history and get a feel for what it must have been like a week, really, this week, 150 years ago, when all of a sudden we found ourselves at war.
Well, and what, tell us about the exhibit and what some people are, what folks are going to be able to see when they come.
Sure. The exhibit starts in 1860, before there's a war, because we want people to get a feel for Michigan. One of the things that surprised me, I love doing my job because I always learn new things, but 1859, if you lived in Lansing and you wanted to take a train, you had to take the plank road to Howell, Michigan, to find the nearest train.
Wow.
So small town here in Lansing, kind of remote, but it's also an era when the latest piece of communication is the telegraph. So people are getting news the next day, and one of the things that we have in the exhibit is some places that you can play with the telegraph. You can see, you can hear what it would sound like sending a message and see what the words are on a computer screen. And the neat thing tomorrow is we have some telegraph operators who will be here and actually demonstrating telegraphy live. And I've watched it, and you just see these guys' thumbs and fingers just barely move, and these words are pouring out. I think some of them are faster than I can text.
Yeah, there was none of that happening. But when you, what are some of the other things we could see?
You will see some exhibits on slavery, because that was the big issue, and Michigan had a really amazing role in that. We don't have a lot of artifacts traditional artifacts from that period, but we have some wonderful documents of some of the court cases that surrounded people who were escaping slavery through Michigan and on to Canada. We have some things from the founding of the Republican Party, which we think happens in Michigan. There's some folks in Wisconsin who claim different, but we claim it for Michigan. And so we've got Austin Blair's desk. We've got his top hat. We have a torch that was used when people were campaigning to light the way in parades. And then, of course, you get Fort Sumter, and the next space you step into is really about the war and what was life was like for soldiers. There's a space where people can try on a uniform, lift a backpack. There are artifacts. There's a housewife, and I'm not going to tell you what that is because you have to come here and find out what a housewife is. And then the most extraordinary artifacts, of course, that we have from the Civil War are our Civil War flags. And four of those will be on display as well.
Well, it's everything at the Michigan Historical Center is amazing, and the exhibits. What I like is that how it does take you through all aspects of a subject area, and I'm looking forward to coming to see the Civil Wars when Michigan's introduction into the Civil War, and I can only imagine what that time period was like. And it sounds like these exhibits are going to help us understand that better.
I hope they will, and we're really putting an emphasis on these are real people. So you'll see a lot of individual stories. You'll see some real letters and a lot more pictures of letters, images of letters. We want people to get a sense of the language, get a sense of the folks, of what they were writing. One of the things that fascinates me, these Civil War soldiers are writing home. They're asking about the crops, about the family. They're talking about camp life, and they're talking about national politics and national events and the war in general. So it's this kind of broad, kind of getting into the minds of some of these people a little bit, and I find that absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, well, to imagine, I mean, we don't thankfully remember fighting with ourselves.
Right, right.
You know, having the enemy be a neighbor.
That's right. I mean, and it is interesting to see it when you read the stuff before the war. There's a lot of division on what's the right thing to be doing. The Republicans are called Black Republicans by the Detroit Free Press, and because they oppose the slavery and because they say bad things about the South. But boy, when that war comes, it's suddenly about union, and we have to keep this country together.
Well, it sounds exciting. Just to remind folks, it kicks off the cannon fire and so forth and revelry kick off at 9 a.m. for the public?
At 9 a.m. for the public tomorrow morning, and we'll go till 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
And is the outside encampment free?
The outside encampment is free, the parking is free, and the inside museum is free tomorrow. So.
Well, all day long. Well, I can't. It's supposed to be kind of rainy and chilly tomorrow. I can't think of a better thing to do on a Saturday.
Yep. There'll be things to do inside to warm up, and we wish it weren't raining, but we also know that soldiers were not just out in the sunshine. So.
Well, the weather can always blow through quickly. There's a breeze out there today.
Yes.
It can move through quickly for us. Sandra, as always, I appreciate your time and your expertise and knowledge. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you. Sandra Clark, who is director of the Michigan Historical Center, will be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.